Who's this boy in this picture? Adi? Who?
Leila, I'll call you back. I gotta go.
I'm waiting, Adila.
Let me see the picture. I don't really know. I think my friend left it here by mistake.
Adila?
But it's not what you think.
Then tell me what you think, Beta. Why do you have this picture of this boy here?
But I promise you I'm not in touch with him.
But you were. Please tell me the truth.
Gee, I was. But custom, I stopped talking to him before on his hand.
How did you get to this? Did you meet him, Adi?
No, I swear I didn't, Abba. He sent it to one of my friends to give to me.
I'm only going to ask you one question. You say you stopped speaking to him. Why did you stop speaking to him?
Well, it was because I wanted to make Toba before Ramzan.
Then I'm not going to tell you anything further. I trust you. But please, Adi, don't ever break the trust. Never to. You're my only child, and I hope this never happens again. Come here. Don't cry, eh? Whenever you're weak and you want to do something, ask Allah to give you strength not to do it.
I won't do it again. I promise I won't.
I know. But as a reminder, the cell phone, the PC, when I give you the card, it's all an amanat, eh? To be used for good. Inshallah, okay, bachu?
Inshallah.
We're all weak, we all make mistakes, but you must learn from them, eh? Walk forward now. All this knowledge of deen you have gets dumbed by the sun.
I'm sorry, Abba. Please don't tell mommy.
I won't, don't worry. When I walk out of this room, it's forgotten by me. But the lesson must remain with you, eh, Adi? Come now, throw that picture away and drink your milkshake. Here's a tissue.
Sometimes we leave a sin, but it doesn't leave us when we keep a reminder of it. Let go of all evidence of that sin, along with giving it up, so it never comes back to haunt us. The tact and affection with which Maulana handled the situation is something we could all adopt. Parents must know that there are times to believe a child and times when it is foolish to do so. However, some parents have a very tragic, don't care attitude, as we will witness. The next day, Maulana takes Yusuf and goes to see Faisal at the office.
Come in. What do I owe the honor of seeing my brother and nephew so early in the morning? Kind of gives me indigestion.
Faisal, I spoke to Maulana Hamza from RHB, right? He told me the only reason why they're not giving you the go-ahead is because you're not allowing them anytime access to the factory.
Of course, they should trust me. Where's the unity today? We all think ill of each other. Where's the spirit of being one Ummah, Maulana?
It's not that, Faisal. There's a real need for these halal bodies. I mean, they play an important part in the Ummah in today's time.
Really? What part is that? Fight internally. Yusuf, did you get that email I sent you about what went down in the last year's AGM? Sure, it's despicable, man.
Gee, I got it, Mama G.
I hope you forwarded it.
Nah, I deleted it. Emails like that must be stopped instead of forwarded. What purposes do they serve besides malicious gossip?
Ugh, Yusuf, you're more like Junaid, uptight than me, all liberal. Even though your mother was my twin. So, how come you're not working today? Are you doing your tawakul week?
It's Faisal, Mama G. You're too much. We're starting a road construction guy Leecha next week. So I got 2 weeks free. Just need some time at home, you know, before I have to go.
So, Faisal, when last did you hear from Zakia, my niece?
Last month or the month before. I'm not so sure.
What? That's a very long time back, man. You don't even know how she's doing.
I'm sure she's well. She's got a well-paying job, a plush fancy flat that I organized for her. What more could she want?
Maybe she could want your time. I think you have to phone her, man. Phone her now. Find out how she's doing, Faisal.
Okay, mommy. You would have made a very good wife with the way you nag. Let me phone her right now. Hello? Who's this? Jenny. Can I speak to Zakia, please? Okay. Tell her I called. Bye. She wasn't there. Her flatmate said she went out last night and she didn't come home.
What? I hope nothing happened to Zakia, man.
Relax, man. She's young. It's normal to pull an all-nighter. Plus, it's Ramadan. I know how I used to stay at the restaurant or Siri with Mo. Those were the days. She must have went with some of her friends or something.
Faisal, you can't take this so light. You have to check on her.
Why? I'm not big brother.
But you definitely are her father.
Good point. Well, what do you want me to do now? She's not even in. I'll phone later, okay?
Meanwhile, down the passage, in Layla's office, Zakaria is on the phone.
Today I battled to wake up for Siri. We came home so late last night. Luckily, I don't have to go to campus today.
I'm so sorry. We'd rather not meet tonight, then.
No, no, it's not like that. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoy spending time with you.
Me too.
Yeah, time just flew by. That's why I never even bothered looking at the watch.
Zach, does it bother you that I'm older than you?
No, not at all. What difference does it make? In fact, you look younger than me.
Thanks.
The heart doesn't look at age, color, gas specifics, and I think the meeting of minds is what's most important. I hate being with girls I can't have a conversation with.
So, how many witless girls have you taken out?
I lost count, actually. I'm just kidding. A few, but honestly, they don't matter anymore. For the first time, I'm thinking about one girl longer than a week.
So, I assume at this point I should be flattered?
Haha, you just don't fall for my lines, do you?
Not at all.
That's why I like you. You're refreshing.
I'm sure you've used that line before to devastating effect.
The only devastating effect I have is on all the poor patients that's forced to be checked by a bumbling student doctor.
Try not to kill too many when you get back to campus. Don't you have, like, a prep exam or something then? I'm so glad my student days are over. The social life was great, but the studying is a real drag.
Tell me about it. Yeah, I do have a prep next week. Hey, you know, I saw your cousin the other day, Yusuf. He came to my bigger brother.
I didn't know you knew Yusuf.
I know him for years. Heavy, but a pretty cool guy. We used to play soccer together sometimes.
Are we talking about the same guy? He was always this annoying older cousin to the Appa and I.
No matter how good the comfort zone in a relationship, it never will make it right or halal. Talking about relationships, Gori and Chorty bump into each other at the supermarket during the day.
Oh, Chorty. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I'm well. How's Layla?
Oh, she's okay. Did Adila bring you?
Gee, she dropped me off before tuition.
How's her matric going?
Going well. She did well in her mid-year exam. I remember when my girls were in matric. It was hard work. It must be so easy for Adila. She's doing it through correspondence, ne? Plus, she has a lot of time since she's at home. My girls had to go to school every day. Plus tuition and all the extracurriculars. Hey. Adila is writing the same exams as everyone else in the country. And even though she doesn't go to school every day, she gets better grades than those who do. She teaches in the morning too. She's not just at Parvati the whole day. And it's not easy to travel every day in Ramadan to the orphanage. It's a bit far. Oh, mashallah, mashallah. You must try this chicken masala, eh? It gives a nice spicy flavor. Gee, I think I'll take it. I need to make something special for supper because Yusuf is coming to eat. He always comes home to eat. After all, who does he have for family? I'm sure you must be inviting him too.
I think Faisal forgot to tell him though.
At our house, he knows he can come anytime without invitation. You know how it is. Where the heart is big, everyone feels at home, even if there's not much in the pocket.
The battle of sister-in-laws to one-up each other continues. It's amazing how we define something as superior because it's the norm. Just like Gori dismissed Adila studying and teaching Dean, while Chorty feels that she needs to put her rich sister-in-law in her place, where do these issues stem from? Insecurity brought on by the whispering of Shaitan? Simple remedy. Read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajim with the intention of being saved from bad thoughts about others and send Shaitan packing. Adila, meanwhile, has finished tuition and has gone home. She's unpacking her old books and finds an old diary from her days at madrasa.
My old diary. Let me see what's written here. Dear diary, October 2nd, 2006. Today I received a reply from Hannah, a girl who is part of the letter exchange program Madrasa initiated for us to keep in touch with victims of war. She says that Kandahar is being bombed, but they, alhamdulillah, have been saved till now. She says my letters give her hope and make her smile, and she seemed very happy because her nikah will be after Ramadan to one of the mujahids of her village. I wonder how they make nikah and look forward to the Eid with all the death and destruction around them. She keeps praising Allah in almost every second line, and it amazes me how they keep going. She has just lost her youngest brother in an attack from the guerrilla leaders, but she says that as a shaheed and in the month of Ramadan, she is happy because he is a jannati, inshallah. I asked her in the last letter, what do they have for Seri and Iftar? And she replies that just a dry maize porridge or the berries that grow in the area. Yoh, I must keep in touch with her. I'm going to ask Appa if I may send her a locket to wear for a wedding. One day, inshallah, I hope to meet this fascinating girl. The rest of my diary is blank. I can't believe this totally slipped my mind. What happened to Hana? Let me look through my old stuff. Here's the letters from her. Oh, this one is unopened. Maybe this will give me a clue as to what happened to Hana. Assalamu alaikum. Dear Adila, I hope you're keeping safe. I keep your locket with me always. It's the only happy memory I have of my nikah. There was a raid on the very same evening and my groom was taken away by foreign soldiers. Whether he's alive or dead, I do not know. Please help me, Adila. Help me, Adila. Help.